part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper.
Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice. Part 1.
You will hear an interview with a woman called Rachel who is talking about the shows she puts on for children. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the question. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were 5, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of 3-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has 2 daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our 4 girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.
And the shows continue to be successful?
They do. I have a range of different shows for 5 to 9-year-olds. In fact, the shows have become so successful I could do one every day, but I don't want to do that. The reason the shows have become popular, I think, is because I love every minute of every show, and so other people love them too. I certainly didn't realise when I organised that birthday party for my daughters all those years ago that it would change my life so much.
Now listen again.
Rachel, tell us how your shows for children started. You studied art at college, didn't you?
That's right. But I gave up my career as an artist when my twin daughters were born. Painting took up too much time when I was looking after them. I thought about teaching art classes part-time, but instead I started making dolls for my daughters. I love acting, so I often invented little plays for the dolls, doing the voices myself.
And when did you start doing shows for other people?
When our daughters were 5, my husband suggested using the dolls to entertain the children at their birthday party. I wrote a little show and he built a dolls theatre. My daughters and their friends loved it. As a result, other parents asked me to come and do the show at their children's parties. That's how it all began.
Must be a lot of work for you.
Yes, I love making the dolls, but I decided that I needed someone to help me with the shows. Luckily, my neighbour Lena was keen to perform with me. Her husband records the music to go with the shows. It would be impossible to do everything on my own.
Have you ever had any problems?
Only once. I did a show for a group of 3-year-olds and I'd written a story about a lion. Unfortunately, the children were really afraid of the lion and started crying. I was worried the parents might complain, but luckily they were all able to laugh about it afterwards.
And what did you learn from that?
The experience taught me that I had to find out beforehand just what children enjoy. Like me, Lena has 2 daughters, so whenever we've invented a new story, we show it to our 4 girls first. They always tell us exactly what they think of it. And sometimes I take new dolls to the local primary school to check that children like them.
And the shows continue to be successful?
They do. I have a range of different shows for 5 to 9-year-olds. In fact, the shows have become so successful I could do one every day, but I don't want to do that. The reason the shows have become popular, I think, is because I love every minute of every show, and so other people love them too. I certainly didn't realise when I organised that birthday party for my daughters all those years ago that it would change my life so much.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two.
You will hear a radio programme about some historic places to visit. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space.
Are you interested in history? Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the historic places open to visitors in this part of the country. Let's start with the oldest first. Blackrock Caves have been here for over 2 million years. And for 500,000 years, they were home to people and various animals, particularly tigers. You can explore these ancient homes and imagine what life was like for the people who lived there. The caves are open daily from April to October. A special attraction on evenings in August is a walk by candlelight. Don't take this tour if you're afraid of the dark. Next, I recommend a visit to Salter House. This was built by Sir Joshua Salter and dates back to 1765. The Salter family are still living there today. The house became famous in 1982 when the television series Aunt Dorothy was filmed there. The furniture and paintings are well worth seeing, but the attraction nobody wants to miss is the kitchen. This is where Aunt Dorothy cooked her enormous meals and gave advice to anyone who passed through this part of the house. And don't forget to visit the Old Port. You'll need several hours to see everything there, especially if you take a trip along the riverside in an old tram as far as the fishing village. The guides there all wear traditional costume, and you too get the chance to try on clothes from 100 years ago. You can buy gifts in the old village stores and eat delicious snacks in the tea shop. If you visit the village factory, you can see how sweets were made 100 years ago, and taste them too. So you see, there's plenty of things.
Now listen again.
Are you interested in history? Well, I'd like to tell you about some of the historic places open to visitors in this part of the country. Let's start with the oldest first. Blackrock Caves have been here for over 2 million years. And for 500,000 years, they were home to people and various animals, particularly tigers. You can explore these ancient homes and imagine what life was like for the people who lived there. The caves are open daily from April to October. A special attraction on evenings in August is a walk by candlelight. Don't take this tour if you're afraid of the dark. Next, I recommend a visit to Salter House. This was built by Sir Joshua Salter and dates back to 1765. The Salter family are still living there today. The house became famous in 1982 when the television series Aunt Dorothy was filmed there. The furniture and paintings are well worth seeing, but the attraction nobody wants to miss is the kitchen. This is where Aunt Dorothy cooked her enormous meals and gave advice to anyone who passed through this part of the house. And don't forget to visit the Old Port. You'll need several hours to see everything there, especially if you take a trip along the riverside in an old tram as far as the fishing village. The guides there all wear traditional costume, and you too get the chance to try on clothes from 100 years ago. You can buy gifts in the old village stores and eat delicious snacks in the tea shop. If you visit the village factory, you can see how sweets were made 100 years ago and taste them too. So you see, there's plenty.
That is the end of the test.